Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to you. If this is your first time here at Deep Creek, or this is a place that you visit Christmas time or Easter time, my name's Megan. I'm the senior minister here. And we've been looking this Christmas at the theme, God in the Manger. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who wrote from his prison cell these words that were of great comfort to him. God is in the manger. But for us on this comfortable, although wet, Christmas morning, we come not needing comfort in a prison cell, but in an attitude of celebration. We come maybe wearing our best clothes. We come ready to eat our best foods. And I do think it's a little mean that they're sitting there and Nick promised us that we could eat something and then suddenly everyone's back to their seats. Whoa. But I did have a question. Is anyone wearing something brand new today? Yes, 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 thank you. Don't be ashamed, thank you. It wouldn't be, oh, yeah, I love it. It wouldn't be Christmas unless you had your brand new Christmas outfit. Now, I am a child of the 1980s, so you need to understand that my Christmas outfits kind of swung between pastel and fluoro, as we called it, neon maybe, the kids would call it these days. And I remember going to church in my brand new Christmas outfit, which was a matching shorts and top in fluorescent orange. Now, it did have some stripes to give it a little bit of class, and it was the greatest moment of my life. Clearly, given that 40 years later, I'm still thinking about it, actually probably 30 years later, my orange shorts and top was my quintessential Christmas outfit, and I knew that wearing it on Christmas Day showed honour and respect and celebration coming to Jesus. Fluoro does that. I wonder today, as we come to the manger, what sorts of outfits are appropriate? So I've been thinking about this. First of all, I'm not sure that my best stripy fluoro orange shorts and top is best to come to a dirty manger. You sort of want to wear something that you don't mind getting messy. Getting strawy, if that's the word I want. You want to wear something that you can get in the mud, in the dirt, get down with the animals, and be cool about it. Because this is exactly what God did. Came into a smelly, dirty stable, born as a baby, who needed wiping and changing, right amongst the full mess of humanity. And so God put on clothes that were dirty and messy, that he was happy to get his hands wet, muddy, dirty for our sake. Now, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, whom I mentioned just a little earlier, was a German pastor, and he was writing in the Second World War, and he was imprisoned and executed for standing against Hitler and everything cruel and unjust that was happening in Nazi Germany. But he wrote that God comes into the very midst of evil and death and judges the evil in us and in the world. God wants to always be with us wherever we may be, in our sin, suffering, and death. We are no longer alone. God is with us. God put on clothes that were dirty right into the middle of the mess. But he also put on clothes, and perhaps we need to do it too, that are right for camping. Now, you may look at me and think, Megan, what experience do you have of clothes for camping? Well, I have done my share of camping, mostly as a child who had no say in the matter. I don't hate camping, but you do get cold. I think it's that feeling of knowing that you might not be able to go to bed and just kind of be comfortable. So maybe we need to have clothes that really keep us warm, that we don't mind getting very sandy because every time you walk into the tent, you make it dirtier than it was before. All right, I'll stop. And in fact, God did put on camping clothes because in John chapter 1, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And that language there is camping language. Bear with me. Dwelt among us is like a paraphrase of the language that says God tabernacled or pitched his tent among us. In the Old Testament, the presence of God was known to the people in a tent called the tabernacle. And the people of God, as they were moving throughout the wilderness, could pack up their tent, the worst part of camping, especially if it was raining, and bring it to the next place, set it up, and know that the presence of God and the appropriate worship could take place in this tent, in this tabernacle. And so John tells us that in the manger, God camps out with us. God puts on his camping clothes, the three layers of whatever you need to wear to actually be able to go to sleep, and he comes and pitches his tent with us. But I think if you're coming to see a baby, you need to wear something very soft. When I had my baby, I was actually not keen for people to pick her up and hold her. They would come to the hospital, and I know that the tradition is, you know, you hold the baby and you have a photo. I was like, there she is, over there. You can have a look. Thank you. And I particularly didn't like her being jiggled. I just had this feeling she just needed to be held. I didn't want her to be... I don't know what that's meant for me or her as we've grown up. You could write a paper on it, I'm sure. She's not happy about that. My sister threatened to get me a Christmas present, which was a mug that said, "Be careful or you'll end up in my next sermon." So... But you come to a baby and you don't want to be wearing, you know, buttons and zips and kind of things that are hard. You want to be wearing things that are soft so that you can pick up the baby, care for the baby, be kind and gentle with the baby. And actually, this is what God has done for us. In being born as a baby, he's put on the most gentle of clothes. The God who could come in glory and power to judge the earth comes in gentleness and lowliness, comes with human flesh on so that we can come to him, we can embrace him, he can embrace us. Bonhoeffer writes, "Nothing greater can be said. God became a child. In the Jesus child of Mary lives the Almighty God. And he literally writes, wait a minute, don't speak, stop thinking, stand still before this statement, God became a child. Here he is, poor like us, helpless like us, a person of flesh and blood like us, our brother. And yet he is God, he is might. In the divine love in which he became like us, his poverty in the manger is his might. In the might of love, he overcomes the chasm between God and humankind. He overcomes sin and death. He forgives sin and awakens from the dead. Kneel down before this manger, before this child of poor people, and repeat in faith the stammering words of the prophet, Mighty God. John 1:14 says, And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. So God puts on dirty clothes, God puts on camping clothes, God puts on soft clothes, gentle clothes. Does that mean that we need to then put on our best clothes to come to the manger? We know that this baby born is actually God. And so we need to get out our best pastel or our best fluoro neon, dress up in our best Christmas clothes and come to Almighty God. But the problem is that even our best clothes don't cut it for Almighty God. Everything that we bring, all of our best, he can see through it. His brightness shows up our dirt, even on our brand new Christmas clothes. In fact, God reverses everything, our efforts, our power, our pride. When we come to God in the manger, he is both Judge and Redeemer. We come not bringing our best, but actually bringing our worst. We need to, because that is why God came and put on dirty clothes and camping clothes and soft clothes. Not so that we can come with our best, but so that we bring all of ourselves, our worst. Coming to him with our best means that we come on our terms. We come thinking we can really prove it to God, and then he just needs us to make sure we're really spruced up well. But Bonhoeffer writes this, For the great and powerful of this world, there are only two places in which their courage fails them, of which they are afraid deep down in their souls, from which they shy away. These are the manger and the cross of Christ. No powerful person dares to approach the manger. This even includes King Herod. For this is where thrones shake, the mighty fall, the prominent perish, because God is with the lowly. Here the rich come to nothing, because God is with the poor and hungry. Who among us, he writes, will celebrate Christmas correctly? Whoever finally lays down all power, all honor, all reputation, all vanity, all arrogance, all individualism beside the manger. Whoever remains lowly and lets God alone be high. Whoever looks at the child in the manger and sees the glory of God precisely in his lowliness. Our job at Christmas is to make things look beautiful, yes. But when we come to the manger, our job is to come with everything that we are. Beautiful things, dirty things, cold things, warm things, hard things, soft things. Everything that we are, so that we might find God with us. God for us. And we might live with God and for God as he saves, redeems, and restores us. Amen.